Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. Once again, we've got Matt Hafey from Trivium. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys have been touring nonstop, as you do. So I know that you're a very busy man. So I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
Of course, of course. Yeah, the last run was awesome. It was just very, very long. It was like about 8-week run, and we're just playing cities that we've either never played before or that typically don't get metal shows. Every single show was amazing, but the cold, like being a bunch of Florida kids, it was absolutely brutal. It was like negative 5 to 20 degrees for maybe 3 weeks of the tour.
Ooh.
And I haven't been sick on tour in maybe 3 or 4 years, and I actually got horribly sick twice on the run and still managed to not have to cancel any shows. There were 3 shows, though, I had to go up before we played. Like, listen, I know a lot of you guys traveled out here. My singing is a little touchy, so I'll need you guys to sing more. One of the shows, I wasn't able to sing that much, so I had to sing everything an octave lower. So it sounded really weird. It sounded like Peter Steele sings Trivium.
Wow.
But the other 2 shows, it worked out fine. The other 2 shows, just a little raspier.
Yeah, I always wonder about that, how hard it is for bands when you're traveling in the wintertime and you're around so many people and, you know, bus recycled air or airplanes and it all.
It's brutal. And the bus sickness never went away. Like, a couple of guys got sick early on. And what's kind of funny is, like, for the 4 of us in the band, we're fun people. You know, we'll hang out. Well, I'm pretty low on the party level because of so much singing I have to do. But our crew, those guys, since they didn't have too much work and were a really easy band to work for, those guys were partying like crazy. So our crew was just like, as soon as they're done, they were out till 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and a couple of them got sick early on, and they stayed sick as they kept partying, and so the sickness never left the bus, and it was inevitable to get sick. So it just happened to me twice, which I was really unhappy about, but I was happy that the show still worked, because I didn't want to cancel, because I remember early in that day, we met a kid who traveled like 6 hours to get to the show, and this was in Fort Wayne, and some bands can pull it off, you know, the ones that run backing tracks or that have backup bands, that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter if you're doing it because it's something else doing it anyway. But since the 4 of us, we've always been against that stuff.
Right.
When we're feeling it, we have to push through it or figure something out. So I'm very lucky. I have Paulo and Corey as well, because Paulo's a great singer, Corey's a great screamer. So those two can kind of pick up a little bit of the slack for me. And it got better quick. Luckily, we're pretty healthy guys, so we bounced back quick.
Full Metal Jackie with Trivium singer Matt Hafey with us. And here's a tune from the band's latest album, their 7th, Silence in the Snow. This is Beneath the Sun on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us. And, you know, talking a little bit about the fact that you've been doing this for such a long time. I actually recently came across like a video interview of like early days, you know, when you had this long hair and, you know, you're like a kid. And, you know, when we're kids, we know everything, you know, that's just like, that's how you are when you're a kid, you know?
I was definitely a cocky little from like 18 to maybe, I'll say 18 to 26, 27. So yeah, or maybe even before that, maybe 14 to 26.
What do you think is the most unanticipated thing that comes with like creative growth and maturity?
When you're really young and you're first walking into it, it's probably negativity. That's something that I could see that even band guys that are significantly older than us already still have not figured out how to deal with it. Anytime you do anything in life that's like a public forum, there's always going to be people, and I'm kind of paraphrasing a quote my grandfather said to me. He said, a third of the world's going to love you, a third of the world's going to hate you, and a third of the world's not going to give a shit. And that's kind of what you're going to walk into no matter what. If you ever have something that you're putting out to people to be judged or to be appreciated or to be purchased or whatever it may be, you're always going to have critics. And I think a lot of guys just are not ready for that and can't handle that well. And I definitely did not handle that well at first when we first came out. When we made Ascendancy, we didn't have fans. So we're like, all right, we're making the music we want to make and everyone should love it. And then I started seeing that people hated it and hated the band. And I was like, all right, well, let's see what else I can make. Let's see if I can make things that they will like. And that's why when I went into the stuff that I wrote for The Crusade, I tried to write music that the people that didn't like Ascendancy would like. And that's silly. When you start a band, you're making the music that you want to hear as a music fan. That's the way you need to stick to it. So that's probably the biggest thing that I didn't really anticipate. But, I mean, we've been facing that since I joined the band. I joined the band when I was 12. And so instantly you kind of start seeing people, you know, being negative about it, whether it's jealousy or genuinely they just don't like it and they can't be quiet about it. But that's something that I think a lot of band guys still can't handle, but they need to realize that's part of it, and that's just the way it is.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium on the show with us. Quick break still to come this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Up next, going to hear a new tune from Emperor frontman Ishan and his new solo album, which just came out. And, of course, more with Matt Hafey of Trivium. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show with us tonight. And you touched on Ascendancy there earlier. I wanted to talk about that record. It's been a while. I mean, what do you think's changed most about your creative spontaneity since the days of making Ascendancy?
I think nowadays we've come full circle and we've come back to more where we were at on the Ascendancy days. Because when we were writing that, I remember it was just the four of us playing in a room, making the kind of music we wanted to hear. We didn't really think too much about it. We didn't demo it. We didn't have laptops. We didn't even really track on 8-tracks or anything like that. We just played in a room and we would play guitar parts on top of other guitar parts and just vibe with it and see whatever we liked. And now when it comes time for writing for the next one, for record 8, and the way we did Silence quite a bit, it was the same thing. It's let's play the music that we're going to record. Let's not sit separately and all record full production demos alone on our laptops away from a band, but let's actually play this thing as a band. When we did The Crusade, and I know I bring it up and kind of scrutiny sometimes, but it still is a record that I love. It was just made in a really weird time. It was made in a time when our band wasn't really getting along and there was a lot of ups and downs with our career going on. But the way that record was made, we had to write the whole thing on tour. We came home after a grueling tour cycle, had like 2 weeks off, and then went straight in the studio and straight back on tour. And that's definitely not the right way to do a record. You need to give a record its proper due time. With every album, we try it a little bit differently, but I definitely say that nowadays it's more so the way we used to do it with Ascendancy and just not thinking of, are people going to like this or dislike this? Let's just make what we want to hear. And I think it becomes very contrived when you're trying to write something to please something or to please someone or to prove something to someone. But when you make just what you want to hear, that takes you back to the basics of where you were when you first started off as a band.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Hafey of Trivium on the show. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Also, in just a bit, I'm going to be playing you a brand new tune from Death Angel and their upcoming record, and more with Matt on the way as well. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Matt from Trivium on the show with us this evening. Your new drummer, Paul, is a Berklee student who was recommended by Mike from Dream Theater. How does caliber of your bandmates affect your own musicianship?
It's massive, and anyone that came to see us on this last run with Paul can definitely see that for the first time in our careers, everything we're playing sounds like the record. And I'm not putting that as a fault upon any of the previous drummers, but I'm putting that as a fault of the previous three lineups. The four of us at each point in time when we had to make a drummer change, it was because our band wasn't able to either perform well or create good music or really be functional as a unit anymore. So thankfully with someone like Paul who comes to the table with a full set of a musical pedigree, it allows us to play anything. And we're playing music from records 2 through 7 right now. I finally retrained myself how to scream again. So everything is exactly as it was. When you play stuff off Ascendancy, it sounds like Ascendancy. When we play stuff off Silence, it sounds like Silence. And I think that's really great that we're able to do that now, that with the four of us, we could play anything we've ever put out before with no issue. It's great. When we were looking for drummer four, you know, and people, a lot of people joke Spinal Tap. And it's funny, when we first announced Matt, I posted a picture of one of the Spinal Tap drummers and said, this is our new drummer. And I had the guy's name, but people didn't get the joke. They're like, oh, you guys are like Spinal Tap. Yeah, that's the joke. But when we're looking for drummer four, we knew we had to find someone right. We couldn't just find someone that was in front of us because the last two had been the drum techs of the previous. But if there was something we had to do on a moment's notice, and there's something that had to be done right away, and we couldn't really look or train someone. But this time we looked at somewhere between 5 and 10 guys, and I remember when we were looking through some of them, it was Paolo's idea. He said, hey, Matt, why don't you ask John Petrucci? And I was like, that's a great idea. Because I get along really well with John. We had a great time with Dream Theater. I emailed John. John didn't have anybody, but he CC'd Mike, and within, like, I think it was like 10 or 15 minutes, Mike's like, here's your guy. Check him out. And it was that simple. Paul's first show with us was KnotFest in Mexico to like 30,000 people. And we had him play a drum solo on his first show ever with us and killed it. So we did the absolute trial by fire. He did great. He's an amazing drummer. He's what we've always been missing. We've been missing someone who can keep up with us musically and creatively, and someone who already has stage presence. So he comes to the table completely prepared. It's as if he's been with us the whole time.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium on the show with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also going to get to new music from the band Skeleton Witch. More with Matt Hafey. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Trivium frontman Matt Hafey on the show with us tonight. And you recently had a surgery to repair a deviated septum. How has that made singing different?
It's made singing truly easier. I'd always heard that it makes it easier. Because the way the head works is all the features of your skull act as resonations. Like if you look at like a horn, if you look at like a trumpet or a saxophone, all the openings and everything that's happening with that instrument help create the sound. So it's the same thing with your skull, the same thing with the anatomy of your head. And with me, I broke my nose as a kid in karate really early on. And it wasn't a cool story either. It wasn't like I was sparring in a tournament or anything. We're doing wheelbarrow races, and the person they paired me up with was super, super strong, and they weren't aware of how strong they were, so they took off, and my face grinded against the carpet, and we kind of rolled like a ball, and I hit the wall at the end, and I guess I broke it then. I didn't really know that until in my 20s. I was having vocal issues, and a doctor in California, he's like, oh, when'd you break your nose? I was like, what the heck are you talking about? When did I break my nose? I don't know. Is my nose broken? And he said, yeah, it's sideways. So that's when I found out that it was bad, and the surgery, it wasn't too bad. The thing that sucked the most is the intubation tube that they have in your throat while you're under. That really rips your throat apart a little bit. And right before they put me under, I remember they said, there's like a 1% chance you might not be able to sing after this. Is that okay? I was like, well, you're going to tell me this now. But luckily, there was no issues. There's a lot more space in my skull now. My nose is straight. I had to wear a ridiculous-looking face mask for 2 months. Because I wanted to get back into jiu-jitsu after, so I gave it like a week, just watched for a while and started training again, but I wore this crazy looking like shield thing for 2 months and protected my nose. Things are going great. It truly has gotten easier, but I think it's also functioned as well as when I'm off the road, I practice 7 days a week vocally, individually, and then when we rehearse as a band, that's like an extra, you know, hour and a half. So one to 3 hours a day, I make sure I sing. And it's all from the stuff I learned from Ron Anderson. And thanks to Ron, I've become a better singer and been able to scream again. It was my old screaming that originally destroyed my voice and made us have to cancel the tour after that, after playing Rock on the Range. And that was pretty rough for me to be able to send all our crew home and our band home without pay for the rest of the tour. Now that the screaming's back, it's easier than ever and it sounds the same as it used to. It's just a completely different technique. And I'm very happy about all that.
Full Metal Jackie got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up, and more with Matt Hafey of Trivium. Full Metal Jackie with Matt from Trivium on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. It looks like you guys are overseas for the next couple of months and then doing some festival dates in the U.S. Is there going to be another proper U.S. tour maybe later on in the year?
The only one on the horizon right now is some dates with Seven Dust, which we're really excited about. I can't believe we've never formally toured with them. So we're like a perfect match. So there's going to be, I think it's like 10 or so dates with Seven Dust amidst the U.S. radio festivals that are going to be awesome. And that's it for now. We might have some other stuff towards the end of the year, but nothing's booked yet. If anybody missed us on the last run, they definitely missed quite a show because that was definitely one of the longest sets we've done. And the last tour was cool, too. We decided not to bring out any other band, but instead to have the best of the best of whatever bands lived in those cities. So we were able to check out some really incredible bands. I remember the band that opened up for the show in Madison, Wisconsin was a band called Pangea, and they were amazing. So there were some really great unsigned bands we were able to see, and we had 2 to 3 bands on every single night. Which was cool. It was really cool to try something different. So it was like kind of bringing a local vibe to the Trivium shows.
That's really cool. And it's also given a chance for local bands to play for a big national act, which is always something very memorable for bands like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Well, awesome. Well, wishing you the best of luck with all your upcoming touring. And as always, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you very much. Great to hear from you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.